The Monroe County Public Health Department now says the local surge of COVID-19 patients isn't expected to peak until May, and that means there's still a lot the community can do to decrease the severity of the epidemic. WXXI's Brett Dahlberg has this interview with Michael Mendoza.
Dr. Michael Mendoza is the commissioner of the Monroe County Public Health Department. Thanks for taking some time to talk with us.
My pleasure.
I want to start with masks. The discussion about who should wear masks and where has been evolving quickly over the last few days. What are your recommendations for who should be wearing masks and what type of masks in Monroe County?
Sure. The thinking around masks has evolved quite rapidly, you know, even as much as in the last 48 hours. You'll recall that up until this point, we've advised that masks don't tend to be helpful for the average person in terms of protecting them from other people. What we are learning, though, is that there is evidence now of pre-symptomatic transmission of COVID-19, meaning that somebody who is going to get sick in the next 2 or 3 days who may not yet be showing symptoms may be contagious. And so the thinking now, as it's evolving, is that the general public could wear a mask to protect other people from them. I think the caveat to all of this is that the masks should be viewed as really the last line of defense. Social distancing, hand washing, not touching your face, all of the things that we've been talking about still hold true today and still are as important as they always have been. The most important thing is if you're going to go to the grocery store, whether you're wearing a mask or not, social distancing is still the most important thing. You know, if you are going to come into close contact with another person, that's much more risky whether you're wearing a mask or not. So if you have a scarf, if you have a bandana, that's all reasonable to use now.
There's been a growing number of cases in nursing homes in particular. I wonder what you can tell us about the extent to which your office can or cannot contain the spread of COVID-19 among what seems like a very vulnerable population.
It is a very vulnerable population. And I think as we've said across, you know, the last 3 weeks, you know, our efforts at containment are waning. You know, this is so prevalent in our community where right now what we're trying to do is mitigate. Through our contact tracing, we have identified a lot of links within nursing homes. It's been both from primarily from patients and staff. You know, I think that has been the most risky interaction. And this is in the face of nursing homes having taken the most aggressive precautions earliest. And so, you know, I think it speaks to how difficult it is to contain these infections in these kinds of settings with these kinds of individuals.
In those areas then that are particular places of concerns, like nursing homes where the disease has been diagnosed, what can the county do and to what extent are your resources strapped in trying to do the contact tracing and also provide isolation or quarantine for people?
Well, so this is where it gets very blurry because the State Department of Health is who regulates the nursing homes. And so the State Department of Health is who will do the contact tracing, do the investigation, do the isolation and quarantining. Our role in local nursing homes is primarily with staff who are members of the community who may work in that and other settings and who obviously go to, you know, other public places. So we'll pay attention to the staff. But as far as the residents in a nursing home, that has tended to fall within the State Department of Health's purview.
If a person here has a family member in a nursing home, then it sounds like that's a risky environment for them right now. What should people know?
Know that the nursing homes are working really hard. I have spoken to a number of the nursing home presidents and administrators, and they are working. I called on a Sunday morning once, and I got the president on the phone because he was checking people in at the door. I mean, that's the degree of all hands on deck that we're seeing at our nursing homes. You know, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. It is a risky situation, no doubt. But I will say that they're doing everything that's within their power to make a tough situation a little less tough.
Talk to me about testing. I know that we're trying to limit the people who get tested to those either for whom it would make a difference in their treatment or for whom it would make a difference in the healthcare workforce. Does our testing capacity now allow us to keep up with those tests?
I think so. I have not heard from regional and U of R either system that they've been limited in their ability to do the tests that are necessary, to the point that 2 days ago, I think we processed a number of tests for Buffalo because they have a much different situation there that they had to send their swabs our way.
Where are we on personal protective equipment locally? I know the county, you described a small stockpile that the county has. Have we dipped into that? What are you hearing that people need compared to what they have?
We're looking at a daily window, a couple of days at most from what I can tell, and we're continuously requesting of the state. Our local stockpile is depleted. Generally speaking, that resource is not available like it used to be. We've called the companies. We've called the state, obviously, and the county executive has been very close with the state and trying to loosen up all the assets at the state and federal level. It has become an issue of distribution. New York City, as you know, has been inundated with demand. And I think rightfully so, a lot of the resources are going down there. And if and when we are in a situation where we need that, we have that demand, then the anticipation is that we'll be able to get those resources at that point.
What about resources like ventilators, like the things that you need in an ICU to treat the patients whose condition is most severe?
Yeah, I think there's no doubt that ventilators are a constraining factor. You've seen it across the country. It's certainly the case in New York City. We have to prepare as though it's going to be the case here locally. Best estimates that I can give to you are that we will not have the surge here in Monroe County anytime in April. You know, we're looking at mid-May, sometime in May, which means that we have 4 weeks of time to prevent the surge. The people who will be sick during the surge haven't been exposed to the virus yet. So we do have a fair bit of this still within our control. To the extent that we can prevent the need for ventilators, that's the goal. So I've talked to the hospital systems and I've said, you know, if we can identify people who are at risk through primary care offices or even at the urgent care level, is there a way we can maintain them safely at home so that their condition doesn't advance to the point where they need a hospital?
Explain those home treatments a little more. That's something I haven't heard yet. What you're hoping that people can be treated at home for things that they otherwise normally would have gone to the hospital for?
Right. So when I manage patients in the hospital, if we can confirm that it's COVID, then it's supportive care. It's intravenous fluids if the person's showing signs of dehydration. It's going to be providing oxygen, supplemental oxygen to help ease the workload on the heart and on the lungs to give them time to recuperate. It's monitors. But these are the kinds of things that are more accessible. And in an ideal situation, we would be admitting these people to the hospital. But if the availability of hospital beds becomes such that, you know, we'll need to consider these possibilities, I want to prepare for that. Because I think that we can more safely manage these people in their homes, particularly if the hospital is full, and prevent them from needing the hospital.
Dr. Michael Mendoza is the commissioner of the Monroe County Public Health Department. Doctor, thanks a whole lot for taking this time.
My pleasure.